The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Well, it's a Thursday, which means we've got the gang in from St George's, and what's lovely is you get to meet young people for the first time, and it's the first time I've been sat inside a studio, a bit live and so on, and they look at home, they look so comfortable. So, good morning, Emily, how are you?
I'm good.
So, how old are you?
16.
And whereabouts are you from, what town?
Newport.
Okay, and you got any pets?
Yeah, I have a cat, a hamster called Oakland, but I didn't name it Oakland. And a blind dog.
You got a blind dog as well? Oh, wow. We'll come back to the blind dog in a moment. What's the dog's name?
Rusty.
Rusty. Coming back to the hamster, you didn't get to name him Oakland. If you could have named him, what would you have called him?
I don't know.
You don't know. He's happy with Oakland, so that's fine.
She's happy with Oakland.
All right. And you got a blind dog. How does that work then? I mean, I know it's, you know, you take him for a walk.
He wasn't always blind.
Right.
Old aged it.
So when you take him for a walk, he's got to have a lead on.
He can't walk anymore.
He can't walk anymore. Oh, poor old blind dog Rusty. But he still brings joy to you, which is the main thing, isn't it? What sort of hobbies you got?
Horse riding. Sometimes I look after my gnat and my hamster and my cat.
Well, wow. So you like horse riding then? So, you got your own horses, or you go somewhere and...
I go to my dad's bosses.
Okay, and they've got horses. Do you have to help out with all the other stuff as well that goes with it, like mucking out and things like that? But you just get to ride the horse. Oh, wow, that's...
I do help them out, like, get them out and...
Yeah.
But they do all of the mucking out and...
And you ride? See, I've always... My wife does horse riding. She's probably listening right now. And I always say, it's really easy to horse ride because all you need to do is just sit in a chair and go like this. That's what you're doing, like just like that. It's not. You're shaking your head. No. That's the sort of thing my
you
wife
would do. You
have
to control the horse.
Yeah.
You right. have to actually get to know the horse before you actually ride.
Okay. So, go on. You introduce yourself. Do you go up and say, hello, I'm Emily.
No, you like stroke them so they get to know you, but
right before you get on them, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned you live with your nan, and your nan watches a lot of what sort of programs?
Crime documentaries and all of that.
So stuff. You have to watch that as well.
So yeah.
not a fan then. What would you watch if you had the choice?
Anything but that, except the news.
Except the news. You wouldn't want to watch the news either then.
All it is about politics at the moment.
And it's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hear that, BBC? Put something on. What was the last film you watched?
Harry Potter.
Now we're coming on to the subject. You're a big Harry Potter fan. And you let something slip this morning that I didn't know.
I told him that Dobby died.
Dobby's dead? I didn't know that. He was my favourite character. And I must admit, I've probably seen Harry Potter the first five films and then I lost count of what was going on. So I have not watched them. But what you're going to do is a review on all of the Harry Potter films. So go on, tell me. Just tell me a little bit about... What's the first one?
Harry Potter and... Philosopher's Stone.
Right. Harry Potter, Philosopher's Stone. That's the first one. So who plays Harry Potter... Who plays Emma... Who does Emma Watson play?
Hermione, Daniel Radcliffe's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And Rupert...
Grint's
Ronald Weasley.
Ronald Weasley. And who was the character? Which character sadly died in real life recently?
Hagrid,
that's right. So you know quite a bit about Harry Potter then. So you get the job. No one's ever done this before. A Harry Potter podcast. So between now and the end of term, you've got to come up with the podcast of the first film. So review the first film. Which one of the eight films have you seen more than any other?
Order of the Phoenix.
Which one's that? Is that the second or third?
I think it's the third or the
third. Right.
Fifth, actually.
Okay, just move a little bit closer to that microphone. It won't hurt you, I promise you. So you like Harry Potter. Is that the sort of thing your nan would sit down and watch with you as well?
No.
All right. So how are you going to watch Harry Potter if she's ogging the telly and watching a crime documentary?
I'll just sit downstairs and wind up my mum because she don't like Harry Potter.
All right.
I'll just sit there watching it. Mum.
Or you could nip round to Hayden's place because he's got an iPad and you can just say, I want to watch Harry Potter. Can I watch it on your iPad? Is that all right, Hayden?
That's all right.
All right. So you can come round any time and watch Harry Potter on his iPad.
Thanks, Hayden.
All right. So you say you were 16. What do you want to do when you leave school?
Either work with horses or in childcare.
In childcare. How brilliant. How wonderful. So horses, childcare, choose. Which one?
Both.
Both. You're going to do both. All right. Okay. Strong woman, I'm going to do them both.
Because I can be an instructor with horses and still teach children horse riding.
Yeah, that, Hayden? She's got it all sussed out?
Yeah.
So all sussed out. So that's what you want to do. Well, good luck with that. And thank you for coming in here. I know it's the first time you've been in here. How terrified are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know.
You're all right, aren't you? You're calm, aren't you? I wasn't expecting you to be so calm. See, Hayden, it's really easy. All those weeks you stayed outside and you didn't want to come in.
I wasn't ready yet.
Well, see, grown up, that is. Maturity. I like that.
Yeah.
But now we can't get rid of you. You're supposed to have gone 5 minutes ago.
I have to go about 11:45.
11:45. You're here until 11:45 then. Okay. Is there anybody you want to say hello to? Nan, maybe? What's Nan's name?
Pat.
Nanny. Oh, another Nanny Pat.
She's actually Alwyn, but she prefers being called Pat.
She's actually what, sorry?
She's actually Alwyn, but right. She prefers being called Pat.
Yeah, I used to have a nanny Sue, whose real name was Dorothy, and she, if you call her Dorothy, she used to get upset.
Yeah, that's what my nan does.
If you had your own horse, what would you call it?
Dobby.
Oh, Dobby. What a great name for a horse. Brilliant. Hey, look, thank you for being there. We're going to play some local tunage now.